Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, June 4, 2008. The Israeli army attacked a peaceful protest in the West Bank, and in Gaza, a homemade shell injures a Palestinian worker. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian civilians were injured and another abducted when the Israeli army attacked a peaceful protest organized by the villagers of Na'alin, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, on Wednesday at midday. The villagers of Na'alin, accompanied by international and Israeli protesters, were demonstrating against the illegal Israeli wall currently under construction on the village lands. The protesters reported that the army attacked them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Two were injured, and Mohammed Amira, a local activist, was detained without charges by the army and taken to undisclosed detention facility. Israeli army sources allege that protesters instigated the violence, hurling stones at the soldiers. Eyewitnesses' reports state that troops opened fire without reason and that the protest had otherwise been peaceful. On Wednesday at dawn, Palestinian sources reported that 13 Palestinian civilians were abducted during Israeli attacks which targeted several areas of the West Bank. The sources revealed that operations took place in Nablus, Tulkarem, Jenin and Hebron. 8 of the 13 kidnapped were taken during an Israeli military invasion of Jenin and nearby villages. All were taken without criminal charges to undisclosed detention facilities. In the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, the Israeli army ordered the full closure of the Nahal Oz fuel terminal east of Gaza City after a homemade shell landed on a Palestinian-run fuel store adjacent to the terminal. Mohammed Al-Khuzandar, deputy chairman of the Gaza Fuel Station Society, confirmed that the Israeli authorities had closed the Nahal Oz terminal, the main artery of fuel into Gaza, and that Israel fuel companies had stopped shipping fuel into the Palestinian coastal region. Al-Khuzandar told media outlets in Gaza that the Israeli decision came immediately after a Palestinian homemade shell landed on a fuel store near the terminal, causing critical injury to a Palestinian worker. The Hamas-administered Ministry of Interior stated to press that the targeting of fuel pipelines, which channel fuel and essential gas into Gaza, is irresponsible and aimless. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi. I'm no sabab.